65.
65.
65 people.
60, 65, yeah, because he's faster. So Robert Rodriguez, R-O-B-E-R-T, Rodriguez, 2259, dated for 10-9. How old? 65. This is a 65-year-old gentleman, originally from Bryan, Texas, construction worker, divorced, has 7 children. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He just spent 7 years in jail. They do not know the cause of his incarceration period. In the paragraph, while he was incarcerated, he lost his right foot above his right leg above the knee or below the knee because of a bone infection, period. He does have diabetes, but his A1C is 5.2. He tells me he's quite versed in his health. He was on trazodone, Vispril, but he couldn't take it because of it caused him to be too sleepy, period. He also has a lot of back problems. His biggest problem is back problems related to his obesity, neuropathy, and spinal stenosis, period. His other medical issues include hypertension, diabetes, and some kind of valvular problem in his heart that caused congestive heart failure, but has not had any problems with his medication when he was started on it, period. He's alert, he's awake, he's in no distress. Last hospitalization, no recent hospitalization, except when some time ago while he was in the county before he went to TDC, that's Thomas David Course, TDC Jail. That's where he lost his leg. COVID immunization is up to date. Allergy, non-family history. Mom died of diabetes. Dad died of lung cancer. Medication includes metformin, 500 twice a day. Coric, 6.25 twice a day. Lasix, 40 milligram a day. Aldactone, 25 milligram a day. Thyroid, 25 microgram a day. Blood pressure, 145 over 86. Pulse, 90. Respirations, 18. O2 sats, 98%. Heart, positive, 1 plus 2. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Next row, JVD skin shows no rash around mucosa with dying lesion. Patient has the BKA on the right side. Number 1, diabetes, well controlled. A1C stable. Number 2, CHF, well compensated. Number 3, hypertension control. Number 4, diabetes, excellent A1C. Number 5, tolerating his medications well. Number 6, no issues or problems regarding his current diagnosis. Thank you.